Blog Talk Radio.
I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we truly encourage you to ask your questions, bring your comments, again, around today's topic. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And don't be scared, as the youth would say. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adam, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I'm excited about today's topic. But before we jump in, I want to ask you to do me a favor. I want to ask you to take a brief moment to invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow. Write a quick message on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it, our global listening audience. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. So thank you so much for being in partnership with us. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, get out of the quicksand. Stuck in the quicksand? I know I've had those moments in my life. But before we dive in, I simply want to state Happy International Women's Day. Today is International Women's Day, and so to all of the women out there internationally, we want to wish you a great day. Those that have truly made an impact and you've left your mark in the world around us. You know, I have to ask the question, are you among the 36%? You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, you're asking me a question, but I'm not quite clear on what you mean. I anticipated as much. Well, as of statistics published in August of 2020, women now own 36% of small businesses. Isn't that exciting? And so, again, I ask you, are you among the 36%? Well, if not, if you are not among the 36%, the question raises, what are you going to do to change your current state? Hold on, men. Don't you go anywhere just yet, because our topic today is universal. I'm just challenging the women for a quick moment, because today is International Women's Day. But I want you to know that this is not a woman's only discussion. It isn't. You can really get something from today's insight because, you see, based on a recent Gallup poll, and I've referenced this Gallup poll before, 80% of people hate their jobs. And I continuously reference this poll. Why? Because this is so important and significant to understand and to know that 85% of workers worldwide, admit to hating their jobs. And when they were surveyed anonymously, not only did they say that they hated their jobs, and the numbers are truly, and I want you to stay mindful, that the numbers are not gender specific. I know we opened with this being International Women's Day, but I want you to know that the numbers we're quoting right now, based on the Gallup poll, they're not women specific. They're not female specific, gender specific. Many people in the world hate their jobs. And this is what I found to be so interesting. They especially hate their bosses. Based on an anonymous survey, they not only said, I hate my job, and again, this is worldwide, but they also said, I hate my boss. Those are some strong feelings out there in the workplace. You know, Forbes magazine reported on the poll saying that work is more often a source of frustration than fulfillment for nearly 90% of the world's workers, Forbes magazine, very noted and respected magazine. You know, for me as a coach, this data is so concerning. It's so concerning for me because I understand what it feels like to be off course and frustrated and feeling like, you know, I'm a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I'm going against the flow. So I totally and completely get it. And so what I hear is that many people are feeling stuck, and they are feeling stuck in what I'm using as a metaphor tonight, in the quicksand, and they don't know how to navigate their way out of this quicksand. You see, quicksand is, for those of you, I know you understand and know what it is, but I want to highlight, associated with the definition, as we're bringing our points in tonight, I want to highlight a couple of areas. See, quicksand is this loose, wet sand that yields easily to pressure. And that's one of the areas that I want to highlight. It yields easily to pressure. And not only does it yield easily to pressure, it sucks in anything that's resting on it, that falls onto it. It sucks it down. But there's a reason why it's sucked down. So today, if this is you, if you are 85% that's being spoken about, if you're feeling like, yes, Coach Adams, I hate to admit it, this is me. If today this is you, I want you to lean in. I want you to really take some time, take some notes, capture the nugget. I want to give you some thought-provoking areas to consider on how to get out of this quicksand. Again, I want you to be mindful that we're using this term quicksand as a metaphor, for where you may find yourself in life. And we're going to give you six key areas that I want you to look at. How can I navigate out of this quicksand in my life? That, yes, Coach Adams, I'm one of the 85% that hate my job. Help me. How do I get out of this? And, you know, I can so relate on so many different levels. I can relate when I was in real estate, feeling like I wanted to pull what little hair at the time I had in my head out. I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling like I was going against the flow, as I mentioned before, like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I've been in situations where I didn't like my boss, as the Gallup poll spoke about. I remember my last position, my second to my last position in property management. I had a boss that was literally hell on wheels. And we had a tumultuous 10 months together. And when I tell you, it was intense, because this individual was dealing with some issues that I later found out had been diagnosed with, oh, my gosh, what was that diagnosis? Oh, my gosh, it'll come back to me. But they had a medical diagnosis that dealt with them not being in a healthy place mentally. And because of that, they had highs and low lows. And at this moment, I'm having a brain on the name of that, but it'll come back to me. But the reason why I say that, the reason why that's important, I don't want to get stuck in that, is that I was in a job that really and truly my humanity side hated my boss. Now, the believer side of me knew that nevertheless, despite how my humanity side feels, I got to still love him because of who I am in Christ, and that was what I had to allow to reign forth. But I'm saying my humanity side, because they were hell on wheels, had a struggle in this environment, and it was 10 tumultuous months. Because, and I knew it would come back to me, they had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and they weren't taking their meds. And so you can only imagine, for those that are familiar with that diagnosis, the high highs, the low lows, and it was truly tumultuous. And yes, I've said that word a couple of times because I want you to really understand that Coach Adams can relate. Not only have I been in positions that I felt like it wasn't the right fit, But I've also had bosses that it wasn't the right fit. And so I can relate firsthand with the Gallup poll information and what Forbes has to say as well. And so that's why I said today, if this is you in any way, shape, or form, if you're not living out your assignment, guess what? This is you if you're not living out your assignment, because you're not doing what you've been called to do. You are not doing what you have been created to do. So therefore, at some level, you're dealing with this unrest because you're not doing your assignment. And so how do we get out of this quicksand, this metaphor of the quicksand? Number one, you have to drop and release the weight. Drop and release. See, if you were in quicksand, really, the weight would begin to take you down. But metaphorically, we're talking about you need to release. You need to drop whatever is hindering you from living the best version of you. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what exactly are you saying? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I so appreciate it. What we're talking about is those issues of the past, those issues of brokenness, those issues of hurt feelings, those issues of distortion, those issues of disappointment, those issues of doubt, those issues that have caused low self-esteem, low worth, those negative words that have been spoken, those issues of fear, et cetera, and so on and so on and so on. Whatever that weight may be for you, you must absolutely drop it and release it. You have to deal with those issues and determine, how will I drop this? How will I get rid of this? Because this is the thing about, again, we're using a metaphor for quicksand. So I'm going to constantly be going back and forth between being in real quicksand and our metaphor as it relates to being in the quicksand of life. And so if you're in real quicksand, the reason why you have to release the weight, you have to drop the weight, because you can't fully sink unless you panic and struggle too much when you let the weight go. So you must understand that you can only sink in the quicksand if you are dealing with this extreme heaviness. So something that's in the quicksand, it can only sink if it's heavy. And you may be thinking, but Coach Adams, I'm heavy. But there's certain makeup of your body, if you were the real quicksand, that still would not allow you to sink. Now, as we cross this over in our metaphor of life, you can't sink in life if you don't panic. So when you let that weight go, and if you don't not only panic, but take on the role of a victim, and I want you to really get this, because we said that all of these issues that are hindering you, these various things of the past and the negative words and the brokenness and the hurt feelings and the disappointments and the doubts and low self-esteem, self-worth, all of that, the fear, yada, 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 on and on and on, whatever it may be, those are weights that can bring you down. But if you release those weights and you don't panic and you don't become a victim in the midst of it, guess what? You can't sink. The weight cannot take you down. But if you allow that weight to weigh you down, you're going to sink. For example, if you have a situation and you're constantly, oh, I'm a victim, and I'm a victim, and I'm a victim, and this, you're getting weighed down by that mindset, that victim mentality. That is an issue in your mind that will cause you in life to sink. Again, we're using the quicksand as a metaphor. That weight becomes too heavy for you to be able to sustain. And that's what happens with all of these issues that we mentioned. If you don't drop them, if you don't let the weight go, it will become heavy enough to cause you to go under. And so I want you to recognize today that you're going under or not, it's up to you. You have the capacity and the power by making the decision to release those things that hinder you from being your best self, from being the best version of you. You're in control of that. You may not have been in control of that little girl that was molested or that little guy that was molested or your circumstances around your birth or whatever those issues may be. They may have been out of your control. But you are in control now, today, how you navigate through that. If you allow it to be weight that causes you to sink, or if you release it, meaning that you get to a place of wholeness, despite your circumstances of the past, now you're not able to sink. So you have to drop and or release the weight. The other thing that we must do if we're in the quicksand, and again, we're using this as a metaphor for life, is you must move. And like I said, stay mindful that we're talking about and using quicksand as a metaphor. Because if you were in real quicksand, you would be told to move horizontally. Horizontally. So you were told to move horizontally from side to side. I am saying, because of who we are, who I am in Christ, my foundation, now that may not be your belief, but principle of the universe, I want you to get this. You've got to tap into a higher power. So because we're using the quicksand as a metaphor, I'm saying we must move vertically. What does that mean, Coach Adams? It means we must connect upward to our source. Yes, vertically, upline. And this is so key because I love it. If you connect upline and stay connected with your source, guess what? You won't get stuck. You can't get stuck because you're getting the guidance and the direction that you need to navigate through. The best method of getting yourself unstuck is to not get stuck in the first place. Really, it really is. And so the way in life that we don't get stuck is that we must move vertically. We must move and connect vertically. You know, in my seasons of life, when I was missing it, it was because I wasn't moving vertically. And I can say that now in retrospect and be honest with you that if I had been moving vertically, I would have been in alignment with where God would have me at that particular time in that season. And when I was missing it, it was because I was moving horizontally, meaning I was out of alignment with God. I was out of sync. I was out of time with Him because I wasn't connected with my source, with that higher power. In the quicksand of life, again, metaphor, you have to move. But this moving must be in an intentional direction. And that is vertically. I must move vertically. I must stay connected upline. The other is, now we've talked about that. One, I have to drop and release the weight. And I have to move. And I want to give you another thought on move because I just thought about a story on move. I went through a season many years ago where I was in transition without a car. And I knew at that time that where I was, taking on a car payment at any level was not wise. I'm just being transparent with you today, our global listening audience. because I want someone that's listening in, I want you to benefit from my willingness to be transparent, to be open with you. I'm still in process on my journey as well, but I can take a lesson learned and I can apply that and continue to move forward in my life, and I can use that to support you in being more equipped in your life as well. And so I went through a season where I didn't have a car. And in this season, many people would say, just go get a car. What's the problem? Go get a car. Go get a car. Go get a car. Well, they didn't understand or know exactly where I was in that season. And I knew that I can't move horizontally in this season. I can't be listening to those things on the outside. I have to stay connected vertically because I knew if I made the wrong decision, the big picture I would be paying for, maybe not in that moment, but down the line. You see, I know as a young woman in my 20s, going to get a car that I didn't calculate the risk on, and the next thing I know, I couldn't afford it, and the repo people are coming to look for it. And so I know the result of not calculating a risk, not counting the cost of a decision. And so I wanted to make sure that I was staying in step and making the right decision. And well-meaning people who I know love me were saying, come on, just get a car. You need to get a car. But they didn't know the intimate details of what I was dealing with in that at that time, and I did not have the release to do that. And so, again, if we move vertically, you're going to get the clarity and the direction that you need to navigate effectively on your journey. And so unlike being in natural quicksand that tells you to move horizontally, I'm telling you when you're in the quicksand of life, we have to move vertically. So that's number two. Number three is we must lay back. You may be thinking, interesting. Because if you were dealing with real quicksand, you would have to lay back. And this laying back is so that you can remove the pressure. Hear that term. Remove the pressure. Why? So that you can float. And so when I thought about this removing, leaning back, removing the pressure so that we could float, I thought about being still so God can lift you above and beyond the pressure. He can remove the pressure and he can lift you so you can float and see clearly. Again, metaphor, so clearly, and I thought it was so powerful because many of us, we just need to lean back and trust in our source. For me, that is God. He is my Lord. So my leaning back is trusting in my source. You're leaning back. I don't know what that means for you. Again, get the principle because you got to lean on something. Something greater than you. Can't be just you. You got to have something greater. And if you don't, please get in touch with me and tell me what have you tapped into. I want to hear about it. So this laying back, this leaning back is really about this position that says, I surrender. I'm yielding. I'm relaxing. Why? So that God can navigate my steps. So that God can lift the pressure. Lift the pressure. Remove what needs to be removed. So that you can, quote unquote, float. Again, metaphor. So that you can float. This floating is so that you can see clearly beyond all of the circumstances, all of the issues, all of the challenges, whatever it is that you may be dealing with. I want you to be encouraged today. You know, I think about a Bible story where Jesus is on a boat and everybody's frantic and he's resting. And there's a storm going on and it's raging. The waters are raging. And they're like, hello, Master. Do you see the storm? And he says, be still. Be still. So this laying back, it's about being still. Rest. So that you can allow those things that need to be lifted, the pressure. Many of you are dealing with great pressure today. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know who you are listening in, but you're dealing with some pressure. You're dealing with some pressure. And that pressure is about to cause you to sink in the metaphor of the quicksand of life. Because that weight of that pressure has gotten too heavy. Because you're trying to carry that on your own. You're trying to maintain that load. And that load is causing you to get weighed down. You need to lean, lay back, so that the pressure can be released from you. It's not your burden to bear. For those that believe in the Word of God, it's not your burden to bear. You got to lean back, and this leaning back again says, I surrender. I trust my God, a higher source, something that is greater than me. So I can't lean back. I can be still and know that God's got me, that I don't have to try to figure it all out, that I don't have to try to deal with the pressure. I can remove the pressure so that I can be lifted from the circumstances. And metaphorically, that's what we're talking about. Release that pressure. It's not your weight burden to carry. Now, please know that Coach Adams is speaking to herself. My journey has not been perfect. I have had my own struggles. I'm still processing through. The reality is, as long as we have that dash between our sunrise and our sunset, we are still in process. So I'm still processing through. And so whatever you're dealing with, and I constantly have to say, "Ooh, I got to remove this pressure so that the pressure doesn't weigh me down and get me stuck in the quicksand of life, metaphor. I got to relieve it. Let me lean back. Let me lay back. Let me rest in my source. Let me stop trying to carry all of this weight in the midst of the quicksand of life that's weighing me down. Let me just lean back and relax and be still so God can lift and remove the pressure so that I can float above and beyond all of the stuff and see clearly. What is it that you need to do today? Are you struggling in the quicksand? Is it that you need to drop and release the weight? You're trying to carry on too many issues of your past that are weighing you down, as we spoke about at the top of our time together, and it's hindering you from living your highest self? What does that look like for you? Are you dealing with those disappointments of the past? Those negative words, those hurt feelings, the brokenness? Are you from a broken home? And that brokenness or a broken family, or were you in a foster care system? Whatever the brokenness may be, are you carrying the weight of that now as an adult? You're still using that as your reason why you can't accomplish, because you carry it like a banner. Instead of releasing it and moving to a place of wholeness. Okay, maybe that's not your issue. Maybe you need to move, but not move horizontally. You need to move vertically. You need to stop trying to handle everything from the outside of you and connect with God vertically on the inside of you. You need to stop going to Mary Sue and Dave and John and Kiki and having all of this to try to help you handle your issues. You're taking your issues to the wrong person, to the wrong source. You know, with my Apple, I wouldn't take it to an Android dealer. I would take it to Apple, my iPhone, my iPad. I'm not going to take it to someone who didn't create it. I'm not going to take it to anyone other than the manufacturer. I remember growing up, my first car, my dad always told me, he said, always take your car to the manufacturer. Now, that, and some people may say, well, there's other places that can do it, you know, and you don't have to pay as much money. Dad told me, always take it to who made it. I'm saying today, are you taking your issues to who made you, to your source? Are you going outside of you, again, horizontally instead of vertically, to everybody else and saying, help me, fix me? And all you have to do is move vertically upline to your source. Do you need to lean, lay back, and be still? Are you constantly trying to carry the weight of the stuff of life? You're weighed down by the pressures, and the pressure is preventing you from being able to float in a place of peace, in this place of being still in Him. Is that your issue? And you need to just simply trust God, be still, and know that He is God. Lean back and trust. This leaning back says, I trust you. You know, someone told me that if a dog is comfortable, they will, if they lay back, it says, I trust you. I'm comfortable in the environment that I'm in. And that happens very rarely. So this laying back is symbolic of, I trust you. I trust my source. Do you need to take your time through the process of stuff? If you're stuck in the quicksand, guess what? You can't get into this frantic movement. That frantic movement will cause you to begin to sink and hurt yourself. So you got to be okay with, okay, I'm off course, I'm stuck, I need to figure this journey out. But don't feel like you got to rush through it. Take your time. Whatever you need to do, do it slowly, process, so that you stay in step with where you need to be on your journey, in alignment. Don't feel like, I just got to rush it through. Woo! Because that frantic movement will only hurt you, and it'll cause you to sink in the real quicksand. So you must slowly take the movement. Slow movements will prevent you from agitating the quicksand, from vibrations that cause rapid movement can turn otherwise relatively firm ground into more quicksand. So you have to take your time, be intentional, be patient. Are you moving about life with intentionality? Many of us are moving haphazardly through life. We don't have a vision. We don't have a clear plan. We're just, ooh, I'm a flower child, and we're frantically, remember that frantic move? We're frantically moving. You have to take your time. If you're struggling in the quicksand of life, you have to take your time. And you have to take the right movement or you will sink. So that intentionality, and be patient to know that I may be here right now, but if I'm intentional about my movement, if I take my time, if I move vertically instead of horizontally, if I lean back in that position of trust and I be still, if I release the weight, ooh, guess what? You're going to find that you're going to get out of the quicksand. So when you go upline to what we've talked about, taking your time, leaning, laying back, moving in the right direction, vertically, releasing and dropping the weight, guess what? Now you can relax. You can relax. But this relaxing that you need to do, guess what? You need to breathe deeply. You need to breathe deeply. The deep breathing will help you remain calm. It's impossible to go under if your lungs are filled with air, if they're full of air. It's impossible for you to go under. Remember I said at the top of our time together that this releasing of the weight is because your body is made so that if you don't panic and all of that, you can't go under. You can't sink. And this breathing, oftentimes we need to sit and, as we're being still, we need to breathe. Because many of us, we're gasping for air. We're dealing with a loss of cabin pressure in our lives, and we need air. We need to breathe right where you are. I want to encourage you, take a deep breath in. Yes. Release it. Take another calming breath in. Release it. When we breathe, something about breathing just calms us down. So when you're feeling frantic in the circumstances of life, in the quicksand of life, I want you to remember, if you don't remember anything else, if you don't remember 1 through 4, I want you to remember to relax and breathe. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe it out. Breathe in. And breathe it out. Automatically, you're going to be calmer in just taking a breath. Many of us, we just simply need to take a breath and appreciate the breath that we have. So breathe, relax, and breathe. What have we said? We said we have to relax and breathe. We said we have to take our time in navigating through the quicksand of life. Because that frantic movement will only hurt me. And so stay mindful of that. If you're moving frantically, you're only hurting yourself. You need to lay back. This laying back, this leaning back is this position of surrender that says, I trust my source that is greater than me. Again, metaphor, quicksand. Challenges and issues of life. Then I must move. And in this movement, I'm not moving horizontally. I'm not moving to Mary Sue and my friend over here and my bestie over here, my BFF, my road dog, my ace boom coon saying, hey, help me, help me, help me, help me. I'm going vertically. I'm moving vertically up to my source, to my manufacturer. In the illustration that I gave, I'm not going to take my apple to an Android dealer, I'm going to take it to Apple, to the manufacturer. I must drop and release those issues of the past, whatever they may be, that are hindering me. Whatever has caused me to have a bottleneck or constraints in my life has caused me to be constipated. There's a blockage. Get it. There's a blockage that's causing. And that blockage and that weight is holding me down. It's pressing me down. I got to release the weight so that I don't sink. And number 6, get on your back and swim. If you're in real quicksand, you get on your back and you swim. And the more you spread out your weight, and this is what I want us to understand. What I want you to see in this and the connection metaphorically is that this quote-unquote being on your back swimming, what I want you to get is, in life, you need to spread that weight out. So whatever it is, those issues that you're dealing with, you need to spread them out so you can better process through them. Because the harder you have all of your weight in one position, guess what? The more easily it is for you to sink. Harder for you to sink if you have your weight spread out. See, many of you, you're looking at that elephant right before you and you're feeling overwhelmed. That elephant representing the issues of life in our metaphor of the quicksand. But if you take that elephant and you cut him in pieces and spread him out, guess what? It's now more manageable. And so that's what we're saying in this illustration, that we must now take action. Action in spreading out the weight of the stuff that we're dealing with. Remember, we opened with saying 85% of people are unhappy on their jobs and they don't like their bosses. You don't have to stay there. If that is an issue that is your quicksand of life, guess what? Follow these steps. Don't just go in tomorrow and turn in your resignation. No. But begin to plan. Begin to spread that weight out and plan. Start to do your research and strategically align and position yourself for your next season. But don't just get stuck there and say, oh, woe is me, and become the victim. Nobody knows the trouble I think. Go, Jones, you don't get it. I get it more than you know. And I know there are reasons why you are there. It may be a means to an end. That may be the weight of it for you. But now position yourself so that you now balance that weight and you get yourself where you need to be so that that weight can be lifted and released. Drop it from you. And be strategic and intentional. Wow. It is amazing how quickly time flies. Now let's go to our lines. I would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. This is a time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Would love to hear from you. What are you taking away from today's topic on Get Out of the Quicksand? Today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Out of our 6 ways to get out of the quicksand and thoughts to consider as you process through the quicksand of life, what do you need to do? We gave you some key things to process around doing so that you can get out of the quicksand and on the other side. So, have you taken anything away from what has been shared today? Have you gotten any value? Again, would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, I have an amazing opportunity that I'm so excited about that I want to share with you. And so I want you to know that I'm often sharing with you and I'm encouraging you not to lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your goals. You know, whatever you are doing currently, and that's what today was all about, you may have to do some things differently to get out of the quicksand of life. You may have to move in a different direction. Maybe you're moving horizontally and you need to move vertically. Maybe you're moving too quickly and you need to stop that frantic movement and slow down and be patient. Whatever that may be, maybe you're not breathing and you need to breathe. Maybe you need to lean back as a symbol of trust and just simply be still. Be still so you can hear and get direction. Be still so that the weight can be lifted and the pressure can be relieved from you. You know, one of the great things that I have found is so beneficial when you have the right people on your team circling the wagons around you. And if you're doing the same things over and over and over and you're expecting different results, guess what? You're operating based on the principle of insanity. Insanity, it's been stated that insanity is doing the same things over and over and yet expecting different results. Well, I want to encourage you that today is your day to break the insanity and get out of the quicksand. You know, I have a number of services and resources that are available for you. It brings me great joy to empower and equip others on their journey with the tools that I have available. And one of the great opportunities that I'm so excited about in this season is that I have launched what I call the Coach Adams Winner's Circle. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what is this Winner's Circle? I love that you're asking that question and you're curious about it because I want to share with you. My Coach Adams Winner's Circle is a personal and professional lifestyle growth plan. A lifestyle growth plan that for a nominal fee for a full year, you can receive coaching for only $4.99 for the year. Each month, there are two empowerment and strategic sessions along with a host of other bonuses and perks because membership truly has its benefits. So if you want to get coached for a year for only $4.99, you need to give our team a call. Yeah, I mean, you cannot beat this opportunity that is truly a game changer. I'm telling you, you need to make this game-changing move and play today. So give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Make your dreams a reality. Level up and achieve greater results through a winning partnership. Maybe you're thinking, Coach Adams, I don't want to do a group setting. That's fine. One-on-one coaching is available as well, along with my masterminds and so on and so forth. So to learn more, again, give our team a call. And if you're on for the first time and you're like, who is this Coach Adams? Somebody told me to listen in. Well, visit CoachAdams.com to learn more about yours truly, Coach Adams, CoachAdams.com. Again, the winner's sessions are scheduled twice a month on the second and fourth Saturday, and you get an hour of power, interactive questions, Q&A, all of that is included, along with a private Facebook group just for group members, other guests, special guests on customized areas of focus. So, again, a lot that's being offered for this nominal fee for $4.99 each for an annual membership. So again, membership has its privileges. Yes. So I am so excited. I know you keep saying, Coach Adams, you said I'm excited a couple of times. Well, I am. See, that's what living life on purpose does. It fills you with passion. You are filled with passion. You have a vibrancy for life. You're excited about life. And I really am. And so I want you to know to tune in next week because next week we have our Money Matters series. Our money coaches, the real money coaches, will be returning on next week. And we are looking at a date with your money, part two. We're having a date with our money. We're romancing our money. It's going to be fun and interactive and exciting. So I trust that you will be there. On the 22nd, I'm real excited about our guest on the 22nd. Our guest on the 22nd is a newly released author that I know personally, that I've been on her journey with her at different levels around the birth of her book, Processing the Pain, Coach D. And I'm so excited that she'll be here sharing with us in the boardroom next week, and we're going to take a journey on the process of processing the pain. So you'll definitely want to tune in for that. And then, of course, we'll come back in our next session for more of our Shape Up series. So where did we go on this journey today? Where did we go, Coach Adams? Where did we go? Remind me. What did we talk about today? What am I taking away? Again, our lines are open for the next few moments. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. I know one individual sent me a message and said that they were pressing one and had a challenge. I'm hopeful we got that resolved. And so if you're not able to get in, you may want to hang up and dial back in. We have a few more moments. But as I stated, I want to share with you and give you a quick reminder of where we've been on this journey, because it's important to understand that when I'm getting stuck in the quicksand, the reason why I'm getting stuck in the quicksand is because of the pressure that begins to cause me to sink. And so if you're dealing with a pressure in life that's making you feel like I'm sinking, then you need to relieve that pressure. And the way that you relieve that pressure, number one, as we stated, is you have to drop and release the weight. That's the first thing. So whatever that weight represents in your life, you got to let it go. You got to figure out how to let this weight go. Maybe you need to have counseling to have that weight go. Maybe you need to get into a coaching partnership so that you can move forward, get that momentum to move forward, whatever that may look like. Maybe you need to partner with your pastor for prayer and, again, counseling. Whatever it looks like, you need to determine what you need to do to get rid of that weight, because it's going to weigh you down. And then you need to move. And this movement is, again, that vertical, not the horizontal. And you need to know that it's not this rapid movement as we discussed earlier. You have to be patient. You have to be willing to lean back in that position of trust so that the pressure can be relieved and removed from you so that you can float. So being still is so important. Put yourself in those positions where you're willing to say, hey, I'm going to lean back. I'm going to trust in my source in this process, because I'm in this quicksand and I am feeling this pressure and I want to be lifted out of this. I want to get out of this situation. I don't want to stay in the quicksand and sink. And so maybe you need the right support around you so that you don't sink. And again, I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams is here with a host of tools that may assist you. So give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or call or email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Don't forget to relax and breathe. Breathe deeply. As you know, I often share, because I love to travel. That's the one thing that I've missed in 2020 due to the health crisis, is the opportunity and the ability to travel. That's something that I really enjoy. But in traveling, of course, when you're on the plane, what do they tell you? If there is a loss of cabin pressure, and many of you are dealing with that loss of cabin pressure, that you need to put the oxygen mask on you. Well, in this case, you need to simply breathe. You need to relax and breathe. You need to sit in that quiet place, as we just established already, and be still. Take those deep, calming breaths so that you can regain yourself. Get out of that anxiety. Get out of that place of panic and that franticness, out of that hustle and bustle and that rush. And allow yourself to get into that calm place with your deep breathing. And last and final, you need to take action. This taking action, we indicated that the quicksand, if you're taking action, it is a swimming motion. But in life, it's simply that you're taking action. You're moving and you're doing what you need to do, but you are spreading your weight out. So it's a different movement than what we spoke about earlier, that move vertically. Now we're spreading the weight of the stuff, the pressure, so that I can get a better handle of it, so that it's not piled in one place. So I'm not looking at this big elephant in front of me and I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm now taking the opportunity to slice and dice and cut that elephant in many pieces so I can process it a piece at a time. Why, thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I trust you have gotten some great richness from what has been shared today. We thank you, our valued listeners, for tuning in. Know that we will be here right in the same place, on the same place, on the same station, same time, on next week. I was getting ready to say the same bat channel. So we're going to be here, right here for you. Tune in every week. Set your timer for Motivational Mondays to get your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.